Alrighty, welcome to the episode 3 of the Study Break Podcast. I'm Lucas.
And I'm Jake. We're your hosts. And today, it's a very special episode because...
Yeah, it's the third episode and we're snowed in.
Yep.
We didn't have class today, so we took advantage of it to do episode 3, especially since, you know, I was kind of a lazy sack of shit and released the episode a week late because I just didn't listen to it. But that's besides the point. We'll ignore
that's
that.
Fine. Yeah, that's no. fine.
Well, we're competent. We're professional. Don't worry.
Exactly. This is the most professional podcast on the entirety of the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Where do you think... Oh, shit. Who does a podcast? The Nerdist. They aspire to be like us one day.
Exactly. They sent us an email. They're like, I wish we could be as cool as you guys.
And I was like, well, Chris Hardwick, you're shit out of luck because you're never going to be like me, you Carson Daly wannabe.
Yeah, Chris Hardwick's like, you guys have the biggest penises, you get all the hottest girls.
That is true.
And I want to be just like you someday.
He never will be, though. It's sad.
Yeah, the poor bastard.
Although, you know what? I do like Chris Hardwick, speaking of him.
I like Chris Hardwick. Yeah, he seems like a nice guy.
Do you remember Web Soup?
I remember Web Soup. It was Yeah, did that come out before or after Tosh.0?
Before Tosh.0.
I always thought
it was a Tosh ripoff. No, Tosh is a ripoff of Web Soup.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, at least I'm pretty sure, because I remember watching Web Soup first. I love Web Soup. That shit was great. Oh, dude, because it was, they would do cross videos, too, with The Soup, with Joel McHale. Which, another show that I miss. I think that ended December 2015. Excuse the toilet flushes. We live in a very busy dorm, and it's a snow day.
Yeah.
So, hopefully that doesn't come out on the audio. Oh, God. So, what have you been doing today, Jake?
I've been studying my ass off because I have a shit ton of exams, because it's that time of year.
It is that time of year, and I've already had most of my exams. I don't have any left. I just have a few, problem sets for econ to do. It's no big deal, but nobody wants to hear about that stuff.
That shit's gay. Remember, kids, drop out of school because school is for nerds.
And remember, drink your drugs and don't do milk.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Actually, you know, speaking of milk, it's a snow day. Let's talk about all of these assholes who, any single time that the weather comes on and says that we're going to get more than 4 inches of snow, they go to the fucking grocery store and buy 3 weeks worth of milk, bread, and eggs.
What?
Yeah, you don't know about these people? Like,
I live with just my dad, so we don't really do that.
I don't do that in my house, but, like, anytime there's about to be a big snowstorm, like, the news will, like, scare everyone. They'll be like, it's going to be the storm of the century. This year was going to be the worst snowstorm we've ever seen. We could have no power for 3 weeks, no access to roads for a month. It will be the end of days. So then they get all these, like, assholes who, what they do is they go to the grocery store. Like, the whole grocery store will be packed for the week leading up to the storm because all these cunts are there scared out of their mind buying all their eggs and all their milk and shit. And let's be honest.
How do you say eggs?
Eggs.
Eggs? All right, I thought you said egg.
No, I'm not one of those.
Yeah, you're not one of those fucking mouth breathers.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah. I actually saw a post on Facebook because I did, for some reason, decided to go on Facebook to mess with people like I usually do. Some of my family members are fun to mess with. They're very easily... I wouldn't say triggered, but... Because I'm not, like, you know, saying offensive shit.
Yeah,
it's just easy to poke their buttons, literally.
It's just microaggressions.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is far worse than actually being triggered.
Exactly. And they don't know how to respond, but I was... 6ABC was, like, posting shit, which is our local news station here. And the thing just was, like, an animation. It said, bread, eggs, milk. And it just kept going over and over again like, deep voice. Yeah, and I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah, you know.
I didn't
know
this was a thing people did.
Yeah, that's what people fucking do every time there's about to be.
I didn't know they got
storm.
That much, though.
Yeah, they
It wasn't going to be that bad. No, come on.
People stock up, though. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. I think, like, these are the same kind of people that, that fall in the same, like, group as a doomsday preppers. Like, they're like a step below. Like, all the preppers, they don't go to the store because they're not worried. But these are the kind of people that, like, they're like one session of watching InfoWars away from going from, like, milk, bread, and eggs hoarder to, like, building a fucking bunker in their backyard.
Can we build a bunker in our dorm?
Yeah, sure.
Do you think anyone would mind?
Maybe the people below us.
Nah. They'll be safe.
We'll dig a hole.
Actually,
right
no, I don't think there is anyone below us. I think below us is actually the lounge, because it's a little bit... Whatever, you guys don't even care about that. You don't know what the hell this place is like. It's basically like us talking about an apartment that you don't live in.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, there's a lot of things I've been wanting to talk about. First one I wanted to talk about was pyramid schemes.
Yeah, let's talk about pyramid schemes. So, I think I brought this up a while ago. So, I was walking around our campus here, and there's all these signs that say, I run a small business of a couple of employees. Give me a call, and I'll give you some work.
And it's now, always like $12 an hour
or
something.
Yeah, it's always like $17 an hour, which is fucking great. Here's the thing, though.
I thought it was 12.
No, it's like 17 bucks an hour. It's like a good-sounding job. But here's the thing.
Shit, hold on. Should I go for this? I need money, dude.
Dude, you probably should. You'll be a millionaire.
Oh, you're right.
But yeah, so like these signs, they say, oh, I run a small business. But if you like pay attention to what it actually says on these signs, you'll see a little vector logo in the bottom right corner. If you don't know what a vector is, it's a basically a pyramid scheme where you sell knives.
Yeah, they actually sent me mail like 2 years ago before I started college asking me to. And my dad was like, you should really do this. You need a job. I was like, Dad, I work at the hotel. And he was like, no. This, look, it's a $17 an hour. I'm like, Dad, this is a pyramid scheme. And I looked it up online, and immediately, the first thing when I look up what is vector, like underneath the recommended Google search, it just says, vector is a pyramid scheme.
It is not a pyramid scheme. It is a multi-tiered corporation.
Oh, fuck off. Come on. Everybody knows it's a pyramid scheme.
If you look at their fucking logo, it's an upside-down triangle with arrows pointing to the top.
It's literally telling you it's a pyramid scheme.
It's a diagram of the distribution of wealth in a pyramid scheme.
Did I ever tell you that while I was at the hotel I worked at, one of the security guards works for Amway, and he tried to get me to join.
Oh God, really?
And every time I would go in, he would be like, hey, do you want to hear about Amway? Because he's like he's from Uganda, I believe, and his name was King Cool.
His name was King Cool?
K-U-L. So it was even cooler.
He should be a fucking jazz musician,
dude. I wish. That would be great. No, he would probably be terrible. Because he's not even good at the Amway shit.
He should be a radio host.
Dude, this
motherfucker. Hey, y'all listening to King Cool. Coming at you with the smoothest, funky hits from the 1970s.
And you're listening to the station WNBC.
Of course, baby. Now let's get right back to these hits right here.
Yeah, these
so
hits.
So what were you saying about King Cool?
He was trying to give me Amway shit. And, like, I was like, dude, this is a pyramid scheme. And I remember I spent 2 hours of one of my shifts yelling at him about how he's trying to get me to join a pyramid scheme. And him being like, no, I go to high schools like William Penn and try to get these kids to join. And we help children. And I'm like, dude, this is still a pyramid scheme.
They brainwashed him, dude.
Dude, I was like asking him. I was like, all right, so let me guess. I was like, someone enlisted you to work for them. And he was like, yes. And I was like, they told you that you had to sell these things and enlist other people, and the more people they enlist, the more money you get from them. And he was like, yes. I was like, that's a pyramid scheme. And he was like, no, but it's not. And I was like, but it is.
Okay, now, so here's my thing about that, right? Let's talk about how great this business is. Mm-hmm. This business that he works for is so great that he has to also work as a security guard.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't really
working, though, dude. It's the overnight shift at a hotel. No one does anything. So, like, all the security...
Okay.
We only have two security guards, one on one side and one on the other, and I only saw the below-level one. And he just sat there and watched, I think it was... it was some reality show, like some VH1 hip-hop, like Flava Flav
Rock
Love or
Love.
Something. Oh, dude, I wish it was Rock Love. You remember Bret Michaels?
Yes.
Dude... Every rose has its thorn. First of all, great song, but second of all, that motherfucker was weird. I loved that he always wears a bandana and
He wore a fucking bandana when he was on the Celebrity Apprentice, too.
Oh my God, did he really?
Yeah.
Oh God, we need to
watch
that. I
think he won the Celebrity Apprentice.
No.
He did. I swear to God he won.
Oh my God, if he won, I'm going to lose my shit. Because that's awesome.
I remember they did a promotion with Snapple where it was like
other
bitch, and his was the sugar-free one because he has diabetes.
Does he?
Yeah, he's diabetes. He's I think he's type 1
That's
diabetes.
That's not a rocker lifestyle. What other rock star do you know that has diabetes other than the one Jonas brother?
Bret Michaels.
Exactly. No one else has that.
Well,
fucking, that's not very rock and roll. If anything, that's very jazz.
Jazz? Yeah, I guess diabetes is very jazz.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you told me Stevie Wonder or Miles Davis had diabetes, I'd believe you.
No, Stevie Wonder has blind, dude.
He has blind?
Yeah, he has blind.
I don't think he's really blind.
There's actually people that believe that he's not blind.
He's not! Do you see the way he plays piano?
Ray Charles plays piano.
Ray Charles was actually blind, and I know that for a fact.
Okay, but...
Don't ask me how, but I do. But Stevie Wonder does not...
Would you, like, wave your hand in front of his face?
Yes! I know Ray Charles, personally. He's my godfather.
He's your godfather?
Yeah.
Were you sad when he died?
He died.
You fucking liar. Son of a bitch.
I know he died. Fuck off. No, but I one time saw Stevie Wonder and he was just shaking his head back and forth all crazy like. And I was like, yeah, and I was like, no blind man would do that. He has no reason. Does he really?
That's why he shakes his head so much. Yeah, it's a fact. Look it up. It's true.
I don't believe you. Fuck you.
No, it's true. My dad told me.
Oh, well, then it has to be true.
Exactly. My dad said that. He said that to me.
Yeah, your dad's also my dad. I forgot about that.
Yeah, my dad, he's everyone's dad. He told me that. That's true. It's a fact. He rode his motorcycle, and he banged all the hot girls, and he liked me the most. So he gets to be my real dad, and I'm his real son, and he's cool.
I'm just lucky I get to be your friend.
Exactly, because that's like the closest you're ever going to get to meeting your real dad.
I know. I mean, I've seen him twice now. He's a really cool dude. I really like him. He's really nice to me, and he one time told me, he was like, son, remember, if you're anything less than Jake, you're nothing.
Yeah, he said that. He says that to me, too. He tells me that if I'm anything less than Jake, I'm nothing. I'm like, Dad, that doesn't make any sense. And then he says, shut up. And then he rides away on his motorcycle.
What kind of motorcycle does he have?
He is a Harley Davidson.
I was gonna say, if it's not a Harley, it's not cool.
He is the loudest Harley Davidson.
Of course,
on Earth.
He fucking does.
He actually got it made by the American Chopper TV show. If you can believe that,
dude. Do you remember that feud where the son and the father got in a fight on the show and started suing each other?
Yeah, and then like
what the hell was up with that?
Each one of them had their own show, and they worked it into like the plot of the show.
Oh my god, that had to be scripted, but I don't think the lawsuits were.
That show is scripted as hell.
Oh, of course. And you know what that also reminds me of?
His dad looked like Hulk Hogan.
Oh yeah, I thought, huh?
Actually, didn't Hulk Hogan also have his own reality show for a while?
Yes, he did. I think that's how the sex tape happened, or something.
Wait, that's how the sex tape happened?
No, that was Gawker. Something happened while he was on the show. I think he said the N-word, and that's why it got canceled. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
I would not be surprised.
Oh, no. Hulk Hogan is the American, right? What is his stage name?
Okay, I think he started off as... So, he think he started off as... Like, at one point, his gimmick was he was a real American. He was, like, the super American.
Yeah, the
dude.
Real American is
and
what
then
he is.
And he became Hollywood Hogan. See, I'm not a wrestling expert or anything, but I know that there are, like, many different, like, forms of Hulk Hogan. He's kind of like a Dragon Ball Z character. As he got more powerful, he went through various transformations.
Dude, I think my favorite wrestler of all time so far is the Iron Sheik. The Iron Sheik, you fucking jabroni, is the best of all time. He was doing crack while he was in the WWE.
They were all doing crack back then.
Were they really?
Probably.
Oh, that wouldn't
surprise me. I guess lots
of
roids, maybe.
Well, yeah, but like, in this one, I think it was a Netflix documentary about the Iron Sheik.
There's a whole movie about him?
Oh, yeah, dude, it was awesome. I'm pretty sure he did crack in it because he's still struggling with his crack addiction.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
He's on Twitter. You know what he does on Twitter?
I don't know what.
He just messages people calling them jabronis. That's what he does all day.
He'll just like DM you and call
you a jabroni. No. He'll tweet at you and be like, you're a fucking jabroni. It's amazing. I love him.
That's dope.
Right? Like he'll direct message, or not DM, sorry, tweet at like Hulk Hogan or Elon Musk and be like, you're a fucking jabroni.
My favorite is Jesse Ventura.
Oh God, he's such a great politician.
He went from a wrestler to being in Predator, being an actor, to being a crazy fucking, like, was he a governor or a senator?
Governor, I believe.
Yeah.
And I think he ran as independent because he believes that the Democrat Party and the Republican Party are basically gangs, which I kind of agree with.
Yeah, Jesse Ventura is right. Everything Jesse Ventura says is true. Remember
I know.
That.
We need a Jesse Ventura and Alex Jones or Howard Stern presidential campaign.
That'd be pretty dope.
I would love that. Also, speaking of Rock and Love, because we were talking about that.
Oh, yeah. Is that how we got on this show? Oh, yeah. We were talking about reality shows.
What about Axl Rose, the lead singer of Guns N' Roses, and his downfall? Have you seen what he looks like now?
No, what the hell does he look like
now? He looks like he's been eating, like, a Big Mac and a Whopper every day for 40 years. Like, and while eating, he was doing heroin.
I thought he was a straight edge.
Fuck no.
I'm pretty sure Axel might not have been a complete straight edge, but I think he only drank and smoked weed because I think he was... I always heard stories, apparently he was always really pissed when Slash and Duff would always be like... would always be high as shit on heroin, and they'd be like passed out somewhere when they were supposed to record. Yeah.
Then why would they make the song Mr. Brownstone?
Because Slash and Duff wrote it, not Axel. He just sang
the songs.
Axel
could say no to that.
But he didn't care. It was just like the music. But the thing, I think they always pissed him off though with like the...
Well, that is why they broke up. I know they got pissed at each other.
Yeah, no, but Axel was still crazy though. Like, stories of him where like... I think one time, like, there was a concert that mm-hmm. they were at, and some dude was, like, filming it.
Mm-hmm.
And some dude was, filming the concert that they were at, and he was in, like, the third row. Axl Rose, like, jumped off the fucking, dove off the stage and started beating the shit out of the dude for illegally recording the concert.
That's fucking awesome. That actually reminds me. That actually reminds me, though, of the fact that whenever I see Tool, Maynard hates it when people record.
Mm-hmm.
His stuff. Like, you're not allowed to bring cameras and shit in. And that's why he's kind of an elusive figure.
Hmm.
He's a really good guy. If you guys don't know Tool or anything, you should look it up. Where did... Okay. Might have to cut that out. But who knows? You can leave it in. I don't give a shit. What else? I think it's story time.
Story time?
Story time.
Story time.
Story time. Story time with Jake and Lucas. Woo!
That's the theme song.
That is the theme song.
Get ready. We're gonna commission someone to actually perform that. It's going to be amazing. It's going to cost $10,000, mm-hmm. so we need someone to donate. Or you can do it for free.
Yeah.
Or if anyone out there wants to write us a song for exposure...
Mm-hmm.
We will pay you on exposure.
Yeah, yeah. We'll, you do it, and then we'll be like, hey, this guy did it, and never mention you again or pay you.
Yeah, exactly. It's only fair.
Yeah, it's fair. So, what was this? Was this, I believe this was October of 2015?
Okay.
It was the first semester, wasn't it? Or was it second?
It was second semester.
Okay, so it was around April then. Yeah, because it was finals. We were close to finals.
Yeah, we were close to finals, and we were stressed out, so, like, we just decided to go for, like, a walk up to, like, 7-Eleven or something. Yeah,
and so...
Like, get, like, a hot dog or something.
Yeah, I wanted a hot dog and a pack of smokes. This was back when I smoked cigarettes, which we both quit now, so yay, pat yourself on the back, Jake. Good job. You did it.
I did it. It was easy.
Yay. Oh, fuck you. I hate how... Whatever. Fuck it. So, I'm in line, waiting, and then this wide-eyed, tall, white male, skinny as hell, walks in, and he just yells, "Excuse me! Do you have any dick pills?" And I remember looking over, and Jake and I both looked over, and he went... We were like, what the
fuck? Yeah, we're standing there looking at each other like, are we about to die? Like, yeah. What is this elusive figure doing in this
And
this
the place? Indian man goes, what? And he goes, never mind, found them. And then he cuts the line.
He cut everyone
in the line. I'm in front. I'm paying for my stuff. And then he starts talking to me about how he's like, man, I'm going to jerk off so hard tonight.
Jerking off tonight. And like, I guess like...
Oh, God.
There was like a free porn video.
He was talking about this comes with a free Brazzers video. And I was like, oh, man, dude, you jerk off a lot? And he was like, hell yeah, I do. And yeah, I was like, yeah.
You're there like egging this fucking psycho on. This 7-Eleven dude, because I think this guy's the owner. He looks like he has his hand on the gun that you know he has.
Oh, or the red button.
Like... Ready to fucking blow this dude away if he tries anything.
Dude.
And you're like, the 7-Eleven man looks uncomfortable. Everyone in line looks uncomfortable. And you're just like poking like the fucking bear.
It was fun. And then I was like, how big are you? And he's like, oh, I'm big. And I was like, and then I go, you're like, are you a big guy? And he goes, what? And I go, for you.
Yeah.
I start Bane posting at him. And then Jake said, no, you said it before I did,
I
actually.
I said that.
I said, you're a big guy. And then Jake in the background goes, for you.
He goes, yeah, man.
He's like, yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm a big guy.
I was like, hell yeah, you are, dude. And then we left and we were just bewildered by what had happened.
So After yeah, so after our fucking like brains melted there for a little bit, we had a long period of time where we were just trying to understand what the hell had just happened. Now after a long walk, we decided that he was probably on some sort of drug.
We're pretty sure it was coke.
Yeah, it was either
you could see it in his
coke
eyes
or like meth or something. He was not.
He was not sober, to say the least.
He was not in a good state of
mind.
But
he was like a fucking unicorn. And I wish we could see him again. Oh my god, that was so... Ugh.
He probably died that night, dude.
He might have.
He died doing what he loved, ODing on dick pills and jerking off.
Do you have any dick pills? Oh god. Shit, dude.
That dude's a fucking legend. When I grow up, I want to be just like him.
Me too. I mean, we're almost there.
Even though he was like a year older than us.
Oh, dude. Speaking of drugged up people, let's talk about crackheads and how fun they are.
Yeah, you know what? Like, if anyone has noticed, clearly the crack epidemic in the United States has gone down. Like, heroin is what everyone's doing now. You know, heroin's just a lot more sad. Like, people just do heroin, they just kind of like pass out.
But, yeah, it's
like,
not fun.
It's, yeah, I can't, I, like, it's not fun to, like, run into someone who's addicted to heroin. It's just sad. Like, crackheads are sad, but, like, at least when you run into, like, a crackhead, like, who knows what they're gonna do?
No, dude, fucking you never crazy. Know. They and you never know what they're gonna say.
Yeah, they stand on the street corner just, like, yelling at people, and she just, like...
They're like, I ain't got no love for you! And we're like, I'm like, alright, man, I'm sorry.
You know God, man? I'm like, what? You wanna meet him? And I'm like,
Who is he?
And they're like, you want to meet? I'm like, is that a threat? They're like, you threatening me? And they're like, no, are you threat? And then you get stabbed.
Never ask
a crackhead a question or you're fucking done.
Oh, yeah. If you ask a crackhead a question, you're either going to be in a conversation for an hour with a crackhead. He's going to make you do crack or he's going to kill you. And
you
all
sound
of
like
those
you know
sound...
experience.
Look, man, I worked in Wilmington overnights. I actually do have experience with that. There was this one time, this guy, he walked around the corner. And I'm outside sweeping the front sidewalk and all that because you have to keep the lobby and the valet spot clean for the CEOs who go there because this is a really high-end hotel.
And yeah, somehow they're letting you work there.
Fuck you. Fuck you. You're not wrong. Fucking asshole.
Okay, sorry, where were you?
You can leave that silence in, too.
Okay, fine.
But take out the part where I say leave it in. But no, this guy comes down and, comes up to me and he goes, excuse me, what time is it? And I go, it's party time.
No. Did you really say that to him?
No, fuck no, I would not, I'm not that dumb. Alright, I'm pretty dumb. But, no, I was like, nah, it's 3:15, sir. And he goes, thank you, young man. And he walks over and stands by a trash can. Puts a bag, brown bag in it.
Holy fuck.
And this was our trash can that I'm supposed to clean.
Is this a fucking dead drop?
You're ahead of the curve then, apparently. Because not even 3 minutes later, some white guy looks like he's tweaking, walks over, and he goes, excuse me, what time is it? And I go, it's 3:18. He's like, thank you. Then he walks back, goes to the trash can, takes the bag out, and walks away.
Holy fuck, dude.
Dude, yeah, I've seen some shit. Oh, you know what else I've seen at the hotel?
What?
There was one time, it was like 4 a.m, and like, I was just getting ready to leave. Because like, usually around that time, I'm done my work, but I have to stay till 7 to just, you know, because that's when I work, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So, I get this call from the front desk, and they're like, hey, Lucas, can you go to this room? They're saying their mini bar is empty, and I mean, I don't know how it's empty. They're saying it won't even open, yada, yada, and I'm like...
Sounds like some four rooms shit, dude.
But basically working in a hotel is four rooms.
Like, crazy shit like that? Like,
dude, that's all that happens in hotels.
Just crazy shit all day long?
Dude, that movie is actually kind of accurate. Other than the fact, you know, witches and shit like
that. Yeah, other than, like
how
crazy it is.
But, like, the Quentin Tarantino segment of that movie
is
like, the most accurate thing ever. Because I'm not kidding. I knock on the door, and they're like, finally, come here. This is empty. And I was like, all right, sir, where's the mini fridge? And they're like, it's right here. And I was like looking at it. And it looks like any other mini fridge. So I was like, how the hell can this thing be empty? And I open it. And I go, well, I'll be damned. It's empty.
They drank it all.
But that's not the worst part. After that, this naked biker chick comes out and goes, "Are they here yet?" And I'm like, I was like, "Excuse me, ma'am, I'm sorry." And he's like, "Oh, no, man, you fine, you don't worry. Sheila, put on some clothes." And I was like, what the fuck is going on now? So the entire time, she doesn't put on clothes. She literally puts on a robe. And then I have to go get another fridge, put it in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, we didn't have another fridge. So I have to go back there and tell them we're moving you to another room.
Wait. You have to go get another fridge?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just restocking the mini
I'm not allowed to touch the alcohol. I'm underage.
Oh, that makes sense, actually.
And plus, it was like 4 a.m. We're not allowed to serve alcohol.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But the people who refill the mini bars, they're not on the job until, like, I believe 12 to 6. And they just go through the entire hotel room by room. Yeah. And they have to keep track of it. And, so I had to end up moving them. This lady still didn't put on her clothes. And I had to pick up her clothes for her and take them to her room. And then I was like, oh, and you guys will be happy about this. The hotel will be comping your mini bar for the night. So I think those people died that night.
I think that was their plan.
Yeah, they were fucking crazy, dude. But I was not expecting to see a naked biker chick that
night. The fact that she was... I feel like they were, speaking of people on crazy drugs, sounds like they were on some sort of binger that night.
Oh, hell yeah. They probably parked their Harley, stole some money, and paid for a fucking 5-star hotel room.
And then they hid all of the booze in the minibar, and they can't, so they could call you up and be like, it was empty.
They can't do that, though. Oh. Minibars actually have this, like, when you remove a bottle, it's automatically charged because they have, like, a lever system on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So unless you put it back after you move it, you're automatically charged. That goes for all the peanuts, the M&Ms, the candy, the water, soda, alcohol, everything in the fridge is like.
See, what I would do is I would drink the shit from the mini bar and then I'd fill it with water and try and put like the cork or the cap back on and then put it back in the slot.
No, because you automatically get charged once you take it off. Yeah, I know.
How am I supposed to beat the mini bar system then?
I actually don't know how. But I should go back to work just to find out.
Go back to work and find out how you can cheat the minibar.
I bet we could look it up. That would be fun.
I'm sure there's people that know how to do it.
Dude, I know how to beat vending machines, but I keep forgetting every time. Because every vending machine... There's a password on all vending machines that you press the certain buttons in a certain order.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly it like resets everything. You can change the price of
it. That sounds like a lie to me.
No, because I did it like back in 05.
When I was really little. That sounds like a lie. I just don't believe that. That sounds like a stupid thing.
Well, they
that
probably
they
fixed it by now.
I feel like that maybe they had that at one point, but that doesn't seem like something they'd actually do. However, I don't know. Who knows? I feel like it'd have to be a really long password because little kids just go and like bang on those all the time.
Yeah, but it's not like you just press the things. It's like a certain order in a certain amount of time and it's really long.
Oh.
It's weird, dude. Oh, God. Rob Schneider's staring at me right now. I don't like it.
No, it's fine. He has this smug-ass look on his face because we're ridiculous and we have too many Rob Schneider
things. Oh, yeah, have we talked about our posters and our obsession
with
it?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, we did talk about our posters?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Alright. Damn, I just love the fact that it matches your bed, though.
It does match my bed. It makes me
ridiculous.
Moderately uncomfortable.
It makes me very happy that I bought that just for you and your bed.
I should put it on the ceiling so Rob Schneider could look at me as I slept.
I was going to put it on your bed, but I was like, on your ceiling, and I was like, that's too much effort, and like, it's not funny then. Like, putting it right there is just cool.
I like
it. Alright, well, nobody can see it, so fucking, we should move on.
Let's talk about more things that people can't see. Lucas, do a dance for the audience. Okay, I'm going to describe this to you. Lucas is dancing, and he's dabbing really fast now, like he's 12. It's pretty good. And now, oh my, we can't talk about that on the podcast. That's not appropriate.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was ridiculous.
That was retarded.
No, but we should, oh shit, sorry, I hit the mic.
Yeah.
Nah, we'll leave it in. Let's be as unprofessional as possible in this one. Fuck it.
Yeah, as compared to our normal high standard of professionalism.
Hey, dude. It's not like we have a t-shirt over our mic counting as a pop. Oh, wait. we have a t-shirt on our mic counting as a pop filter right now.
Yeah, we need to get one of those.
Yeah, we need to.
Scuffed ass podcast.
Dude, we're still scuffed. So, I want to take a vote. Well, I want you to make a decision.
Okay.
Should I start talking about Daps yet? Or should we save that for another one?
You should talk about this fucking psycho place, because it's fascinating.
What do you want to hear? Do you think I should talk about Jacob or Mario? Mario's going to take a while.
Talk about Mario. Like, just let's get an intro to Mario, because he's a lot to digest. So let's start off with the beginning of his tale. And we'll kind of piece this through the rest of our podcast. It'll be like an ongoing saga.
Can I, like, get in the right headspace to talk about Mario, because Mario is traumatizing?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Mario, he's an immigrant from Mexico who is actually illegal, and he trusted me with this, but, I mean, he's already back in Mexico now. He moved back, so it's fine. But he went to my high school the same time I did. This kid is, how do I put it nicely? Deranged.
Autistic.
Autistic, deranged. At this point, it's the same thing. He had an obsession with this one girl named, we'll call her Ice Cream for now, because her name's actually close to that. Because
her name's actually Ice Cream, that's what her parents named her.
Yeah, and he was obsessed with her, and said that she was his Princess Peach, and he was Mario. Hmm. And he wanted her to be his princess, so he kind of stalked her, was always asking me questions about, hey, have you talked to Ice Cream about me yet? And I was like, yeah, she's... says, leave her alone. He was like, oh, okay, I'll keep trying. And I was like, you go ahead, buddy. Yes, you keep fucking trying. I was like, yes, dude. To the point so, where...
like, egging this kid on to stalk this girl, basically.
Well, when you put it like that, it makes me sound like the bad guy.
Exactly, that was my goal.
Fuck you. No, but not only did he do that, he had multiple personalities.
Oh, he had plenty of personalities, from what I've heard.
Yeah, and... I was the only person that all of his personalities liked. Some of his personalities hated certain people and liked certain people. But I was the only one he liked, so he opened up to me with everything. So there was Mario, Dark Mario, Luigi, Vegeta, and I believe Super Saiyan Vegeta.
There were two Vegetas.
Yes.
Vegeta and Super Saiyan Vegeta.
Yes.
What was the difference between Vegeta and Super Saiyan Vegeta?
Super Saiyan Vegeta wanted to shoot up the school.
What the fuck did you do?
Yeah, he had a Facebook page for each of these personalities.
He goes, Lucas, I'm going to shoot up the school.
Here's the thing, though. All of them loved
me. You're pretty cool. Don't go to school tomorrow.
All of them loved me. But one time, Super Saiyan Vegeta, and I'm respecting his personalities by calling them what they are, messaged me on Facebook and said, I'm tired of all these bullies. They need to pay. And I went, Vegeta, how are they going to pay? He was like, Monday, you will find out. And I was like, Mario, don't say that. You're going to get yourself in trouble. And then he apologized.
Yes. I am the prince of all school shooters.
Shut the fuck up.
They all laughed. But now, I will destroy them.
Oh, God. No, but he threatened to shoot up the school.
Holy fuck.
And I told him not to. And then I made him promise he wouldn't. And then he didn't. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I told a teacher, just, like, offhand, I was like, oh, yeah, Mario told me this thing. It was weird. I thought it was funny. But she was like, Lucas, what? And, like, so for, like, a good week, after everybody found out, everyone hated me because they thought, like, they were like, why the fuck didn't you tell anyone?
Yeah, dude, why did you wait so long?
Because I knew he wasn't going to do it. He's a pussy and a coward.
Okay, fine.
He's Vegeta.
Dude, you would have felt bad if he actually done it.
Dude, had he actually done it, I would have been the only one spared.
Jesus Christ.
That's not even a lie.
You had survivor's guilt.
Nah, I would have been fine. I wouldn't have cared.
You could be his Bulma.
Hell yeah. I'll be his blue-haired bitch there. Dye my hair and everything. No, but, have I told you the milk story?
Nah.
So we were reading this book in English class 1 year. and Mario was in my class, and he sat next to me because I found him...
Because he was your best friend.
No, because I found him entertaining.
Because you guys were lovers.
Hey, we don't... I can't tell them about that, Jake.
I'm sorry.
Don't mention it again.
Okay, fine, I won't.
Fine. No, so there was a story, and it was about Saeed Mahrain or something. It was something about, like, some revolution in Egypt. Wish I could remember. It's something dogs. Whatever, that's besides the point. Everything in this story was symbolic for something. Except for one thing. The guy had a dream. And in this dream, everything was also symbolic. Except for one more thing. The fact he had a glass of milk.
No, his mother's milk.
No, it wasn't. It was just a glass of milk.
Just a glass of milk.
And so, me being me, I decided to derail the class and refuse to let us go any further until my teacher tells me what the milk means. And I try to, like, figure it out on my own as well.
Shit.
And he loves it when I do that shit. He loved it. And, like, so I'm going, like, oh, dude, no, the milk, it has to symbolize something. It has to symbolize, like, nurturing or something like that. And Mario just turns to me and goes, Lucas, do you not know what milk is? And I go...
The motherfucker thought you didn't know what milk was.
Yes. To the point where I get in a 20-minute conversation that the entire class has to listen to where I try to explain to Mario that I know what milk is, but he assumes I still don't know. And he's like, no, it comes from cows. You know in school? In the lunchroom? In the lunchroom? In the school, like, we it comes in cartons. It's in the box. I'm like, Mario, I know what milk is. He's like, I'm going to bring you some. Yeah, I was like, here, okay, Mario.
Let me help you out, buddy. I'll go get you some. We'll figure this all out.
Not only that, for 20 minutes, my teacher's on the floor rolling, laughing. I'm not even kidding. This motherfucker loved every second of it. For like 20 minutes until he finally told me to stop.
Only just allowed this to happen.
Dude, no, he loved it. Because he found Mario just as entertaining as I did.
If I was a teacher, I'd totally let that happen.
And then...
Like, let's see where this goes.
I shit you not. Guess what Mario comes in with next class?
Was it fucking milk?
Not just milk. There's milk and chocolate milk and strawberry milk.
He got all the flavors he could so you could understand.
And I looked at him and I went, Mario, I know what these are.
He goes, Lucas, this is chocolate milk. This comes from a chocolate cow. And you're like, Mario, that's not how that works, hon.
No. No, that's how it works, Lucas. Oh my fucking god. Mario is a fucking miracle. Like, he is just an enigma to me. Oh, dude, one time with Mario, we had a, like, spirit event.
Okay.
This was, like, the last year. And in this event, there was, like, a dance contest kind of thing. So Mario used to always tell everyone that he loves to dance. He was like that Yo Gabba Gabba kid. He was like, hi, I'm this, and I like to dance.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he basically said that shit.
He was, like, yeah, he was Bismarcky.
Yeah, yeah, no, he kind of looked like a Mexican Bismarcky, now that you bring it up.
Holy shit, okay, now I can imagine this guy.
Yeah, no, he's...
Does he have, like, the Beethoven wig? Like...
No, I wish. Oh my god, no, that would have been amazing. No, so, like, they call out these people from each grade to dance.
Mm-hmm.
I got Mario called in our grade, because I knew he liked to dance.
Yeah.
And he won, because I kept screaming at the top of my lungs, Mario! To the point where my face was red, completely red, veins were popping out and everything, and everyone's staring at me, but then everybody starts just screaming at the top of their lungs, Mario. And so he just keeps going and going and going, then he won, and I made his day, but also still fun for me.
There you go. See that you're not always a complete antagonist.
No, I'm good to the kid. I mean, I talk to him sometimes when he always wanted to come over to my house and play Mario Kart, and I told him no. I was like, maybe
you're
if you're
like,
good.
I can't let this kid know where I live.
Mm-mm. He kept asking me where I lived.
That's a dangerous game.
Yeah,
play.
No, I don't.
He'd follow you home.
I think he's in Mexico now, though. Oh, dude. He's not the only crazy kid at my school.
Dude, your school was like this, like, fucking, like, your school's surreal. Every time you tell me more about this school, like, my brain melts a little
bit.
Well,
because there's always something else I remember. But, because remember, there was that one night I was, like, talking to you about it for 3 hours?
Yeah, and that you only scratched the surface. That was, like, the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, God,
you told
yeah.
Like, 3 hours worth of stories.
And, like, for like 2 years now, I've been telling you more and more.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's insane.
There's like an infinite number of them.
So there's this kid, Jacob, at the school too. Jacob was also kind of, he wasn't autistic. He had brain damage.
Oh, fuck.
He was bullied and apparently to the point where he was pushed down some stairs in like middle school.
Holy shit.
So he hasn't been the same. He was super obsessed with Dragon Ball as well, though.
Okay.
And he one time cosplayed as Goku in school.
Did he fight Mario?
Oh, God, that would have been amazing. But no. And also, when I say cosplayed as Goku, I mean for no reason came to school out of uniform dressed as Goku in the middle of April.
Okay, I was thinking more like it's around Halloween.
Nope, it was April.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, one time he's on the bus, and this is in the morning. We get picked up at like 6 because it was a small school, and we had it was like two counties of Delaware, which is like a 2-hour ride if you're going to multiple stops.
It's like two counties of Delaware, which is more than half of Delaware.
Well, it's 2/3.
Yeah, it's 2/3.
So, he gets on the bus, and apparently not even 5 minutes into the bus ride, he tells the bus driver he has to go to the bathroom. Now remember, this is 11th grade.
Yeah.
So, you should be able to hold it.
One would think.
Nope. This kid takes a bucket that every bus driver, for some reason, has a, like, Home Depot bucket that they
probably
use as a trash can.
Bomb. Oh, it's just for a trash can?
Yeah, they use it as a trash can. He takes this bucket, goes to the back of the bus, and shits in it.
Holy shit, dude.
He took a fucking shit in the bucket. No bag. No, nothing.
Did you open the window? That must have been the most disgusting thing ever.
Everyone opened their windows, but you gotta remember, it was like 10 degrees outside.
Oh, I would open the window and freeze before I would deal with a shit bucket.
Dude, this kid. Then, when people like looked back, he would scream at them and tell them not to look.
Oh my god.
But the thing is that, like, not only did he just shit in the bucket, he sat on the bucket for the rest of the ride, too, which was like another hour.
Holy shit, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, we have some really fucked up. This school was bizarre, dude.
It's fucking fascinating. Like, the more you tell me about it, like,
I'm actually surprised it's still running. Because the second that the first graduating class graduated, the principal left.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and he loved me, though, because we talked about music and, like, we traded music all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I basically got away with everything that I wanted.
Solid.
And then the one kind of fucked up thing, though, is that, like, all the black kids got in trouble more than the one... Everybody else?
Dude, that's like any school, because most... odds are you're gonna have a bunch of, like, racist-ass teachers.
But I think that's what it was, because, like, they kind of ignored what everybody else did, like me. And then, when the black kids did it, suddenly it was a problem.
Huh, that's... Yeah, that sounds pretty bad. Yeah, in my school, we had, like, 10 black kids at my school, and then we had, like, 15 what? Russian kids... Yeah,
How big was your school?
It was really big. There just weren't a lot of black people where I live.
But oh, you're in Pittsburgh, right?
I'm in Pittsburgh in like mostly white suburbs, so I'm that person.
My schools are like 50% white, 40% black, and then 10% Mexican and Asian.
Hmm.
Mostly Mexican, there were like two Asian kids.
Yeah, but like my school we had like 10, 15 black kids, like 20 Russian kids. And the black kids and the Russian kids did not get along.
Really?
They don't like each other, so there
that's
was like
an interesting
there was this
duo.
There was this period of time where like there was like a small race war going on between
what?
Like between the black kids and the Russian kids, just like around my town, like they'd get in like fights and shit.
No
and
way.
There was this one because there was like the leader of the Russian kids. He was like
they had a leader.
He was like 6'6", and he was like 21 years old, and he was still in high school, and he was the king. And
so
all
you mean he was the retard.
Well, no, I don't know what he was. He didn't seem like he was dumb. I just don't think he gave a shit about anything. I mean, he was dumb
because of it.
Well, I think he was dumb because he showed up from fucking like Russia when he was like really young, so he was
yeah,
super behind.
Yeah, fuck Russia, by the way.
Yeah, whatever. That's not the point of the
Jake
story.
Jake doesn't
here.
Agree with me, but I'm just saying that.
That's
because okay?
I don't have political ideals.
If we have
ideals.
Russian listeners, I'm sorry. Please keep watching and give us ad revenue. But, I mean, I'm just saying, like, your government...
No, but, like, this kid was, like, all the teachers were, like, afraid of this kid because what? he was like, 6 foot... He was, like, 6 foot six, dude, and he was ripped and he was scary. And then, like, they kicked him out of the school because he was too old to keep going.
That's crazy, dude.
Apparently, like, one time there was this girl I went to in my grade, and she was, he was, like, walking around, and he saw her, he was, like, he walked up and he goes, how old are you?
Oh.
And she goes, I'm 16, and he goes, that is okay, we'll wait.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know what? No, good for him. He was gonna wait.
Yeah, he was, yeah, exactly.
He was an upstanding citizen.
He was a gentleman. And a scholar.
No, no, no. He just knew what the law was.
Yeah, but he was always, like, really well-dressed, and he had, like, really nice shoes and shit. Like, I don't know.
So he was the Russian mob.
Yeah, probably. I have no idea what the hell the kid was involved in, but he seemed to have quite a bit of money, so...
Let's get involved in the mob.
Let's not.
Why not? I want to get made.
You're not going to get made, dude.
Why not?
You're not Italian.
And they don't need to know that. I can change my name.
You don't... You're the least... You have to, like, prove that your bloodline traces back to, like, Sicily if you want to get made. You can't even be Italian. You have to be from Sicily if you want to be a made man. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. In Goodfellas, did Joe Pesci, have a bloodline to Sicily?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I'm not going to ruin that for people, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you've ever watched a good movie, go watch Goodfellas.
Dude,
it's, like, my favorite movie ever.
I want to watch that again, actually.
We should watch that.
This weekend?
Actually... Yeah, or you know what? Do you just want to watch that right now? Like, we've been going for, like, a good amount of time.
Fuck it, let's watch Goodfellas, dude.
Alright, yeah, cool, sounds good.
Alright, well, thanks for listening to this Study Break Podcast special Snowden episode. Almost forgot the special 11 subscriber episode, too.
Exactly. We've hit a major milestone. Thank you to all of you out there.
Thank you to all the people that are probably just in our dorm that listen to us, and then two other people that I know.
Exactly. And thank all of you out there. Hope you have a good day. This has been Study Break Episode 3, and we need a catchphrase. What's our catchphrase going to be?
Zoink, Scoop!
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, good night.